And joining us now on Jewish Community Radio, it's the band Eden, the Eden Band, featuring Moshe and Dave. It's Moshe Axelrod and David Ben Yishai. Gentlemen, welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
Hi, thanks.
So I got your CD here. It's actually been out for a while, but it really hasn't been marketed outside of New York, and it's good. It really is. Break of Dawn.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, certainly we broke dawn many times making the album.
So. Did you break dawn, or were you basically going from sunset to sunrise, just constantly recording all night?
Constant recording and mixing all night. From we would start during the day and finish during the day, but not the same day. A night would pass between. So
is that how the album came to get its name?
No.
Actually, when we were putting together the songs, and we saw like a general theme of kind of rebirth, mourning. A lot of our songs are have that kind of theme, so that's where it came from.
Now you guys are basically just guys in school in New York, started off and made a CD. How'd you guys get your start?
That's a good question. Well, Dave and I and Mutti, we actually all grew up on the same block together. So we've known each other since we were kids. And we got our start just, Dave came back from Israel and we wanted to put a project together. And it kind of started out as a project and then became a full endeavor. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've been playing in bands since
since we were 14 and whatnot together. And we decided we really wanted to do something that would, be our approach, our take on what people call Jewish music.
Now, one of the things I really enjoy about your CD, Moda Ani, is a fresh approach to that song.
Oh, thank you. We've gotten a lot of responses about that. These are what we wanted to do is in some of the songs it was it's in all Hebrew, some of it's Hebrew and English. We wanted to take the, what Moda Ani is all about, the general, it's a lot of it's like a direct translation, but also using some poetic license. But it's one of my favorites on that record.
Yeah, it's a real fun tune.
It is. One of the things interesting is about this music is that it's all fun approaches. And one of the classic ones, a couple years ago, I went ahead and did a whole show based on different versions of Adon Olam.
Mm-hmm.
And your version is also. Different kind of tune. How did you come up with these melodies?
Melodies. You're talking about for the vocals.
The tune. I mean, you basically put a whole new approach as far as instrumentation. It's not your standard version of Adon Olam as far as the music layout.
Well, with that song, it was interesting. I wrote the music first, and then I was just kind of. I thought of, doing something, and I just, Adon Olam, it really just kind of just came to me, and kind of it lined up perfectly, and it was all in one moment, it was this epiphany, and, and I put it together, I made a demo, and I showed it to the guys, and that's how it came about.
And Moshe, you do vocals and piano.
No, I play guitar and piano.
Oh, guitar and piano, but also you do the vocals, too.
No, I don't usually do vocals.
Okay, so who does the vocals? It's David, then.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and Mutti, of course, the drummer, couldn't make it here today.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And does he play anything else, or he just does drums?
Just drums and percussion. I mean, on the last record, the percussive instrument, the only other percussive instrument that was played, I played the darbuka.
On the gila.
But on a lot of our new stuff, we're going to have a lot of cool,
new
weird instruments.
Yeah, like goat nail thingies and stuff.
Now, you say new CD. What's coming out?
Well, we're working on new music right now. We don't know when it's going to come out, but we have a lot of... We're doing it... we're performing a lot of our new material now. God willing, in the near future, I guess.
Yeah. Albums are a work in progress. So.
And you're performing right now still?
Yep.
Yeah, we're doing shows in Brooklyn. God willing...
We're actually playing the Chabad candle lighting on the second night of Hanukkah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, the Brooklyn,
the one in Brooklyn, yeah.
But hopefully, we'd like to get out, all over the East Coast this spring and summer.
Yeah.
We got you to come out to Cleveland one time, maybe. You never know.
Yeah,
sure,
we would definitely love to. That would be really nice to bring
so,
music out there.
So one last question for you guys. As far as your music, what is your favorite song on the CD? Do you have one? And I know it's hard to ask, who's your favorite child, right? Yeah, who's your...
That's kind of what it is. It's a tough one.
I mean, they're different songs. Each one of them... I mean, me personally, I like each one of them for a different reason. I don't like one over all of the other ones. You know, they all have a different kind of... It's like a spice cabinet. It's asking, what's your favorite salt or pepper? You can't... You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You need all these different flavors... And so you need all these different sounds in order to put together the album. I don't think I really have a favorite.
Yeah, I mean, there are definitely some songs which are about, you know, having a good time, and then there are those songs which have a philosophical element. And the idea is to have, I guess, a synthesis of both of these things, because in that way you can convey a message that's more palatable to people, I think.
So let me ask this question then. You guys are on, distributed by Sameach. How did you get from three guys in on a street corner playing together to getting a contract with a major label?
Well, you know, it was just that, I mean...
Well, they're in Queens, so...
Yeah,
you know.
It was just, I mean, it was we basically brought our music to them, and, you know, we asked them what they thought. They thought it was marketable, and we put it together.
Yeah.
Pretty fast, pretty simple.
Yeah, it's
a pretty straightforward arrangement.
You just, I mean, with this kind of stuff, it's all about, you know, whether they like you or not, whether they like your music or not. It's not like in mainstream, you know, where you have to like have a connection or something like that, or an agent or whatever.
But still, it's something that most people can't get to get a label. And by the way, for people who are looking for you guys, your website is Eden Music, EDENmusic.net. Okay, great. We appreciate you coming on, and we'll play a little bit here, something from your CD, and hopefully we'll hear from you guys when you have a new CD out. Before we go, so you got, one more time, you're going to be playing Second Night of Hanukkah?
Second Night of Hanukkah in Brooklyn at the Chabad candle lighting on Court Street.
Okay.
And then we have another show January 18th. It's an all-acoustic show.
Ooh, where at?
There's a small jazz club in Brooklyn called Puppets. They're doing a Jewish series of performances from Jewish artists. So we decided to do this cool, intimate, like acoustic thing. We're gonna have one of our friends who's a violin player come play with us. It's gonna be exciting.
The same violinist who actually played on the album.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. That's let me look at the name here again. That's
Yonan Bernstein.
Yeah. That's great. You also had a couple other people helping you out, but this is great. So you guys do all the vocals and all the music, self-writing and playing. You guys have a great CD, and I'm looking forward to hearing your new CD when it comes out.
Yeah. Cool. And again, for whoever is interested in getting our CD now, you can get it on the internet, on CD Baby. You can get it on iTunes.
You can get it on Amazon MP3. You can get it on Rhapsody. So
all that
it's available in a lot of different areas and places.
Yeah, and I like the cover. Who's Rooster?
Who got
a rooster in their living room? That's what I want to know. And a better question, what woman allowed a rooster to be in the living room?
Well,
that's a better question.
Yeah, obviously some very adventurous photographer.
Yes, obviously. No, but it's great. It's great. It's a great great cover, and Break of Dawn, the Eden Band, and we hope to have you guys sometime here in Cleveland.
Yeah, that'd
right,
be great.
Cool. Yeah, it would definitely be great.
Sounds good. Thank you, gentlemen. And let's hear a little bit from the Eden Band.